Well, the clock is ticking for Congress to get a budget complete for fiscal 2014, and as they negotiate what looks like another continuing resolution, fiscal 2015 is the next project in your agency's budget shop. Robert Shea is principal at Grant Thornton and former associate director for administration and government performance at the Office of Management and Budget. Robert, it's always great to talk to you. How far ahead can you work on a 2015 budget when you got no idea what 2014 is going to look like 6 weeks from now?
I can't let you get by without wishing you a very happy birthday, young man.
Thank you very much. That's very kind of you.
Well, you know, I think it's safe to say agencies are used to this situation. The average number of continuing resolutions over the last couple of years have been five. There were five CRs last year, eight before that. So this is nothing foreign to agencies. And OMB, as always, is here to help. About a month ago, they released 788 pages of instructions, specific instructions for agencies to use in developing the budget they'll submit to OMB on September 17th.
And you've read all of that, I'm sure.
Well, somebody has read all of it, but it's not me. Thank God we've got PDF and we can search terms that we're interested in.
That guidance is a lot to go through, obviously, in the period of time that we have to go through it. But how is it possible that an agency can even understand what their priorities can be budget-wise when so much of each year's budget is based on what they did last year and we don't know what's going to happen for last year, in this case, 2014?
Yeah, I think in reality it's not as hard as you think because the cuts they'll be receiving are going to be on the margins. There are going to be big programs that take big whacks, but those are going to be exceedingly rare. Pretty much everybody else is going to have to assume a 5 or 10% across the board cut, unfortunately. What that means is we're not able to focus spending cuts on programs that aren't working as well and reallocate those funds to programs we know to be working. We also don't have a lot of good information to use to cut programs. That's why you see across-the-board furloughs rather than more targeted spending cuts at things that really wouldn't impact performance.
But the odds of that happening even between now and when the president's budget's supposed to come out February of next year, a lot of people on the Hill are saying that the odds of that happening are not very great.
That's probably right. So I think luckily agencies are practiced at this. A lot of uncertainty, though, means, this area of the world is going to be pretty much tied in knots for the foreseeable future.
Robert Shea of Grant Thornton's my guest. What are you hearing from people inside the agencies, not even necessarily involved in the budget process, about how they're trying to review their programs, as you suggested, and talk about priorities for 2015 and talk about places that they may be able to cut or move money or shift priorities?
Well, there are a lot of things they're working on right now. Of course, you and I just discussed. They're developing the budget request that they submit to OMB. And those are not just people involved in the budget office. Every program has got to produce a lot of information in its request to OMB for FY15 funding. But one of the major things they're doing is getting a lot of money out the door that they may have left over from FY13. As you know, we have held off a lot of spending because of the continuing resolutions that were enacted last year. The sequestration, which not only had an actual cut, but it chilled a lot of other spending. People were afraid to spend money. So there's right now a lot of pent-up spending that folks are trying to get out the door before the end of the fiscal year because woe be the agency with unobligated balances at the end of the year after they've been crying wolf about the devastation of sequestration cuts.
It's funny that you say that because that's a buzz that I've started to hear, especially over the last 2 weeks from the industry side of the equation, that, man, it's ramping up. The end of the fiscal year activity is ramping up a lot faster than we ever expected. People coming back from vacations and people working on vacations that normally wouldn't be doing so and wouldn't be on the end of the fiscal year stuff until after Labor Day.
it's a busy, busy time as contracts rush to be issued before the end of the fiscal year.
Is there anything Congress can do at this point to make this better, or is the planning for 15 going to go along the way that it's going to go, no matter what happens between now and whenever they pass whatever they're going to pass?
Well, there's hope, which springs eternal, that a grand bargain or something close to it will be entered into between now and the end of the calendar year. Not much hope that it gets done between now and the end of the fiscal year. But even that, even getting something done like that before the end of the calendar year is pretty remote. And so I hate to be a pessimist, but I think we're likely to see FY14 and 15 look a lot like FY13.
That is quite pessimistic for the long term, my friend.
Yeah, it is. It is. We need to develop some better tools so that we can target savings and efficiencies to where they will free up money we can reinvest in for more effective use.
But if they're not going to get, if we're not going to get to a point where those tools will be used and where that data will be taken into consideration to formulate bills in regular order, does it really matter? I mean, certainly it matters to have that information, but and it will help agencies internally. But if Congress doesn't do anything with it, then maybe we're barking up the wrong tree.
Well, I think in the macro level, in the big picture, you're right. But there are a lot of ways that you can use evidence to defend programs or get Congress to invest a great deal more in programs. For instance, you know, the Obama administration is doing a lot to build a greater body of evidence about program effectiveness. That's an area where a program is going to be really well served if they can show through some scientific methodology that their program is effective, that investment in that program are going to have a better result than other places. I think that program is going to be very well served.
So it's not all bad. You have
it's at the margins. You're right. And you know, they had this interesting story this week about the size of government in the Washington Post, showing that the savings that have resulted from this these budget battles is fairly minute. While true when compared to overall spending, it has been a much more substantial cut to discretionary spending until we get benefit programs, mandatory spending under control and reformed. I do think these situations will persist.
Robert, it's always great to have you on the program, but it's especially good to have you on the birthday show today.
Hey, happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Great.